A man is not old until he stops learning. When you stop learning, you start dying. Learning is the key to greatness. Join us every Sunday at Global Impact Church at The Good Land, Ifako Bus Stop, Oworonsoki, Ogbudu Expressway, Lagos, Nigeria. Host, Yemi and Bimbo Davids. For inquiries, visit www.globalimpactng.org. Global Impact Church. Think greatness. Achieve greatness.
Holy Spirit, we just love you. We thank you for this season. Thank you for how you've been encouraging us from the outset of this beautiful month. We look up to you today to feed us with the word of life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Good morning. Hallelujah. Okay, we didn't greet each other before we sat down, but can you just peep and greet somebody beside you? If you're online, you can greet your chair. If you're home, greet your TV, you know. And you can smile this morning. Can we put our hands together this morning? Can you make it louder? Okay, shake it up, shake it up. I want to mention some things before I just get into this slide. I think it's important I do this vision casting. God has given us a word for the year 2024, and the word is expansion. It's a year of expansion and radical transformation. And as I was praying, you know, based on our goals for the year 2024 as a church, and then for the reality of the expansion, the Holy Spirit took me back to Isaiah 54, verse 1. Isaiah 54, verse 1, I think it's a scripture every one of us should be familiar with now. Isaiah 54, verse 1. Can we read it together this morning? Single barren, you who have not born, break forth into and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent, let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Verse 3. For you shall what? Expand to the right and to the left, and your people will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. So this verse 3 is being our focus. KJV says, you shall break forth on the right, break forth on the left. NKJV says, you shall expand. And at the very core of the manifestation of that expansion is in verse 1, meaning praises. Sing and celebrate, and then you are going to have unusual increase and multiplication. One of our pastors was sharing a testimony with me yesterday. He had some properties, I think, somewhere in Lagos, 16 acres, and I think they had some challenges with the property, you know, and then God said, I said, sing. So he took some of his people, I think two of his friends, and they went to dance on the land for 3 days. Can you imagine that crazy step? And after that, everything just changed. The Lagos State government, they've done a road now, you know, bypassing, you know, the property, or very close to the property, changing the value of the property. So he said, but before he could go ahead to sing, he was arguing with his wife. The wife was saying, that's what God's word say we should do this particular year. So I believe there's something about God's word. It's foolish to the ordinary mind, but it's power in the realm of the spirit. It says, sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth. Somebody say, break forth. You know, it says, break forth into singing. So it's trying to also help you say the kind of singing. It's not like silent songs like that. You know, you break forth. You are like jubilating, like you've seen the expansion. You are persuaded that God is up to something. It says, sing, O barren, you who have not born. Now, this barrenness or this situation is not only about biological fruitfulness. It covers every area of fruitfulness. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman. Now, what this verse is saying is, areas where you have been desolate, like lacking, unfruitful, no much testimonies, and most likely other people have had their own praise report and testimonies. He's saying, as you are singing, I will so manifest in you that you will now even have more fruits in those areas that others seem to have been more fruitful before you. Do you understand that? He said, more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman. So we started this, I think, 2020, 2021. We've been singing verse 2. Says, verse 2, now enlarge the place. So we got some kind of enlargement. For instance, if you are at the Goodland this morning, the dome itself is part of that enlargement. And we've seen that happening in our ministry. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. We have been on verse 2 since that time. We've seen enlargement. We've seen more consolidation in the governance system of the church and our structure. It's still on. We've seen the manifestation of this already. God is saying it's time for verse 3 to manifest. Verse 3 says, for you shall what? Expand or break forth or spread out. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nation. So as I was praying, and the Lord said, okay, let's have 12 weeks of radical praises. Glory to God. 12 weeks of radical praises. 12 weeks of radical praises and increase. That's the way the next 3 months will flow. In the midst of the prophetic word and the sharing, there will be some time devoted to break forth singing. You know, we're going to have a lot of psalmists in the body of Christ joining us in the month of April. In fact, we're starting the dimension from Easter Sunday, next week Sunday. If you notice, it's double barrel. on next week Sunday, we have Lasha Yori, and then we have Chioma Jesus, and then we have TPG. This is the dimension. You just want to sing and break forth. And then, of course, next Sunday marks our 10-year anniversary at the Goodland here. 10 years, a decade of impact. And also, it's the 3rd-year anniversary of the Great Dome, because we moved in here, I think, 2021, Easter Sunday. Okay, so there's something about Easter. Even when we're moving to the Goodland, I think we moved in either, I think, a week before Easter or something, but it's 10 years. So we're celebrating that next week, Sunday. So it's a lot of singing and praising the Almighty God. And I wanted to get ready. Now, there was a testimony in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 6. There's a man called Obed-Edom. Can you pronounce his name this morning? Say it louder. Obed-Edom, okay? Now, this is the background of the story. The Ark of the Covenant is a very sacred ark, and God had given the nation of Israel the, you know, protocol, like what you should do and not do when you are moving the ark. But I think because they had some challenges for many years, and the ark of God was restored back to them, they lost sight of those details. So as they were moving it, somebody now made a mistake. His name is Uzzah, and he died because the ark carried the presence of God. So when Uzzah died, King David was scared. So they just carried the ark. He said, I can't carry this one to my palace. I don't know what will happen to me. They just abandoned it in the house of a man called Obed-Edom. And guess what? Under 3 months, because the ark of God was in his house, he just began to prosper. He began to increase. In fact, they ran to tell King David that, the man that you abandoned the ark in his house, he has prospered a lot too. King David said, eh? King David ran there, give me the Ark of the Covenant, and took it to the palace. But the significant thing is this, the Ark you know, is the custodian of the presence of God. In the new covenant, we activate that presence with praises. You understand? With praise and worship. So if you join that revelation with Isaiah 54, you now see why singing and breaking forth into singing will naturally result in fruitfulness. Because God is life. When life is Zoe, the life of God is in a place, what was dead needs to come alive, has to come alive. What was unfruitful, we produce fruit. So we activate the presence of God. So come into his presence with singing. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and with praise. So it's clear that when you're given to praising God genuinely from your heart and you express it as a sacrifice of praise, it destroys the root of barrenness. Not just destroying barrenness. If you have seen increase before, it multiplies the increase. You go from increase to more increase and to more increase and to more. Okay. Or increaser and increases. Okay. And after increases is what? Increases. After that one, increases. Or you just become increase. Okay, now, when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Verse 7. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error. It was a horrible step he took. God had spoken to them, "Don't help me carry this thing. Leave it." But the guy was, you know, just miscalculated. That's the old covenant anyway. And God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. Verse 8. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. Verse 9. David was afraid of the Lord that day. And he said, How can the ark of the Lord come to me? Actually, they had to now go back and check the protocols again and study the thing so that they won't make any other mistake. But they now, I don't know how they picked this man, verse 10. So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him into the city of David, but David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. I don't know how they picked him. May your life be an example of high praise these 3 months in Jesus' name. And I don't know what, maybe they even wanted to punish the guy. Because the king didn't want to take it to his own palace. So why should he bring it to my own house? I don't know what the guy did, but it was a good coincidence. Verse 11. The ark of the Lord remained, somebody say remained, in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. How many months? 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Our families will see the kind of blessings we've never seen before. This next 3 months, starting from this Easter, I mean, Easter Sunday is even the last day of March, 31st of March. The next morning we're in April. So Easter to end of June, there will be increase, radical increase, unusual increase, expansion that has been held back will be released in the name of Jesus Christ. And the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Verse 12. Now it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him. Your business, your career, your health, your children, your grandchildren, all that belongs to him." Because, somebody said because. Yes, because of the ark of God. That's the reason. It's not that he was working extra work. Not that he prayed extra. It's the ark of the Lord that generated, that instilled that manifestation. And of course, I think we should agree with that, because where there is life, death cannot prevail. Where there is fruitfulness, barrenness cannot prevail. Where there is light, darkness cannot prevail. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with what? Gladness. With gladness. Ah, okay. Now that it looks like everything is now okay, he now went to go and pick it. And then, of course, we noticed that even David had a blessed time as the king of Israel. So these 3 months starting, you know, as it were, on Easter Sunday, I want us to be ready. The 12 weeks, April, May, and June. And the good thing about it is, as we're ending that, we're just entering into Recharge Conference 2024, which is the first week of July. So everyone should get ready. Now, as a covenant child, we want to put God's kingdom first. Our goal as a ministry is to double between now and end of June. Say double. Isaiah 61 says, for your shame you shall have double. We are saying, like, look at the first service here, both on site and online, the number should what? Double. Say it now. Double. Okay? Now, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be what? Added to you. Now, Isaiah 61 verse 7, he said, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, you will what? Rejoice in your portion. Therefore, at the good land, they shall possess what? Double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. So we want to also focus on reaching out during those 3 months. I mean, it's as easy as, I mean, we already have a target of one person monthly from February to November. So the least you can do between now and June is to touch a life. It's not just dumping IVs on people. On the say, come on, talk. No, it's ministering to people, praying for someone, praying for your whole family, being a blessing to them, and mean it from your heart, and then get them established. Because any harvest that is not brought to the storehouse, so to say, either you take it to the market or you bring it to your house for the feeding of the family, is actually a waste of energy. I believe he that winneth souls is wise. And there are many categories of people in the marketplace and the streets of our various metropolises, especially in Lagos, that need divine attention. I mean, two of our men went on outreach on Friday, and they came back with beautiful reports. It was Ogudu here, Ogudu Lagos here, on Friday evening, and they spent like 3 hours. It was so exciting, you know, talking to people. And one of the persons they met said, I've not been in church for 3 years. I've been at home since pandemic. Before the pandemic, I've been in church. She mentioned the denomination she was in for 30 years. But the pandemic affected, kind of, whatever happened affected her. And for 3 years, she's not been in church. So for the first time, somebody was engaging her. And guess what? She was at the Friendship Center yesterday evening. That Friendship Center was in our own house. So she came to our house yesterday for FC, you know. So that's how it works. Ministering to people. Thank God. And she said she has not even stepped out of her house for 2 weeks. She does her work remotely. She always staying indoors. Just came out, and then they met her, you know, and then ministered to her. I want you to mature up. Let's rise as an army. Between this May, don't just concentrate on God, increase me. I think you should be better than that. Yes, he will increase you. But what are you doing to increase his own kingdom? Can that be your own focus? I believe that we're going to have the best of testimonies we've ever had in our ministry the next 3 months. If Obed-Edom wasn't the one that went to meet David and said, the ark is working. Maybe that's why he didn't even talk, because he saw that it was working. He just locked it somewhere. Just stay here. It was people that saw the increase that went to go and tell David. That means the things that will happen in my life, in your life, the next 3 months will be visible for all to see in the name of Jesus Christ. Your amen should be bigger than that. I said the increase will be visible. Nationally visible. Globally visible. Extended family visible. Visible. It will be visible. It will be tangible. It will be seeable, touchable. Because when God does it, he does it to his own size. Micah 4, 1 and 2. So we're going to be invading the city. We're going to be doing various collaborations with the teams in church. But everyone must rise as an army. Even if you just joined our church recently, you're welcome to Global Impact Church. In our mission statement, the very first thing is we reach. We're not into ourselves, you know. Yeah, we love each other, but we keep reaching people, we keep blessing people on land and on online, you know, just reaching. And we have seen people transformed by that effort. So if in case you are thinking you are shy, you are not, you know, the Holy Ghost will give you boldness these 3 months, amen. The kind of boldness that you've never had before. And the Holy Ghost will give you opportunities also that you have to reach people and bless people. He said, now it shall come to pass in the later days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And people, somebody say people. People shall what? Flow. There'll be a flow. There'll be a rush. There'll be willingness. They want to come. So God is saying the harvest is ready, but laborers should step into that harvest. And we are the laborers to step into the harvest. So people shall flow. So we're going to be seeing flow at the Good Land. Amen. In all our centers, Surulere, Lekki, everywhere, there'll be a flow. Flow like water. Just people just wanting to hear God, wanting to fellowship. Look at verse 2. Glory to God. Verse 2 says, many nations shall come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will what? Teach us prophetic teachings, impartation of the word. He will teach us of his ways, and we shall walk in his path. That means the word of God will influence our marriage. The word of God will influence your business and career. It will shape your lifestyle. We will walk in his path. For out of Zion, the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, from the house of God. Now, God wants to see this scripture fulfilled in our church. It's something I've been praying about since October last year. I was somewhere on a Sunday night into Monday morning, and I was praying. I just found myself praying. I prayed for like 4 hours. Started like 3:30 and finished like, I think, 7:30. Just praying in tongues. I couldn't stop. And then the Holy Ghost brought Micah 4, 1 and 2 and says, time for the fulfillment of this word in our ministry. So we've been praying about that, and we want to see that, thank you, in manifestation. Many nations shall come and say, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. So God has made them ready in a way. It's now for me to go and say, oh yeah, follow me. Let's go. Like what men experienced on Friday night, you know, find your own place, your neighborhood, teams in church, praise gang, ushers, areas, you know, we'll be having different, let's just trouble the city to the glory of God. Let's be a blessing. For the Easter Sunday, we're going to have massive outreach on Friday. I think that's 29th or so. Is that 29th? 29th, the night of March. Friday by 5, it's a public holiday. It's the crucifixion day anyway. It's 5 p.m. Let's cooperate with all the areas. We're going to step out and be a blessing. I want to encourage all our area leaders to get ready. You know, we're going to just step out and at least talk to people, bless people, pray for people, and then invite them for the Easter Sunday celebration that we're having, a powerful Easter resurrection celebration here at the Good Land or in any of our centers. I want to challenge you to step out. You can get any of our t-shirts. Global Impact Church, Recharge Conference, Acts of Mercy, any of our brands that you have and that is very presentable. You understand that? Not the one that has shared. Not the one that you used 10 years ago, but you know, at least Good Land is on it, or Global Impact Church. You can adorn that with your jeans or whatever and then step out. And please, all the outreaches should be done with joy. Don't step out and be frowning. Do it with joy. Get into somebody's place. How are you? Like, I met one guy yesterday night around 8:30. You know, I just asked for his name. I said, can I pray with you? And I prayed with him. And I asked him, what does he do? And I invited him to church. Pray with people. Bless people. Preach to people. Like, talk to them about their lives and pray for them, you know. And I pray that the Holy Ghost would have gone ahead of us and prepared the city in readiness for such impacts. What we're doing on Friday is just, you know, test run, but it's going to be massive. Some areas we do music, some areas we do different things, but every area should find their own niche and how they can be a blessing. With Easter Sunday here, we want the entire Lagos to come here. Say amen. Say amen. So we are going to have 2 services only, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Can you say it after me? And 10 a.m. So by the first Sunday of April, we'll resume the three services schedule. Is that fine? Now, we want to also encourage our workers, especially. We would prefer you to park on the road so we can leave space for people coming for the first time. Is that okay? Is that okay? Amen. Is that okay? It's okay. Even me, I'll park on the road. I'm ready. All our staff, I told them to park in the office. Let's create room. I want our traffic guys to be able to ask people, is this your first time or second or third time? Let's allow those people have comfortable parking. We can park on the road. And what we're going to do is, if you park on the road, there's a special gift for you. Okay? Yeah, there's a special gift. Things like, should I mention? If I mention it, even if first time I will go and park on the road. But I won't say it. We've already concluded special gift. Excuse me, for the 12 weeks, if you're parking, I mean, like the office road, let's just park straight down, you know, on this side, park there, and after the service, not as you're parking, when you are leaving, as you are leaving, they will just come and present those things to you, to help your children, to help you yourself. I think it's something you will really like. By the time you taste the first one, when you're coming first Sunday of April, you just go and park there, and just stay, and say, this is my place of giftings. Amen. Glory to God. So that's the dimension. What to be intentional. If you want to put your hands together, that's fine. That's fine. And then on Monday, our Acts of Mercy team will be hosting the Feed a Widow. Please, if you want to volunteer to help them, it's necessary, because we're expecting a huge crowd and we don't want any stampede. We don't want any disorder. We need more volunteers. I want to encourage our pastors that can just drive in that Monday morning. I mean, by 12:01, we are done, okay? Just to support the team, because people are in need, and most people will come. When we have Feed a Widow, men also show up. You can't be asking, are you a widow or widower? Just come, you know. I want to see that we have it orderly. And in case you've not given towards it, I want to encourage you to use this week to bring your gift in, your gift to help them to be a blessing. People are bringing bags of rice, bags of beans. The team will need to rebag them over the weekend and get it ready to bless people. So, and for a park that we are working on is 13,500. Some weeks ago, one of my friends, a pastor in Chicago, it was in a service, I think it was the third service, you know, and he had the announcement. And last week, he just said, I'm going to do for 50 widows. He sent in 675,000. Nah, that's just a visitor that just saw that. So what about we that are here? So some of us can do for 2 widows. Some of us can do 10. It's 13,500. Or you just feel, okay, let me just go and get bags of rice, 2 bags, or bags of gari, or whatever, and just bring it. The team will always be at the back of the dome or in any of our centers to receive those things. And if you're bringing during the week, just come to the church office. Our team will be there to just receive that. Just look for, ask for one of the staff and give it to them. If you're bringing clothes, make sure they are not rags. Don't come and bring things that are already dead to give someone that's alive. Okay? Now, I agree that some clothings are not bad. They just have some little defect. Restore the defect. I mean, repair it yourself. Either you want to mend it, dry clean it, before you don't bring dirty. If not, we won't give them. Just to let you know, we burn them. We don't want to sew rags to people. We have to do things that edify people. Because I've seen people do that. Things that are already dead, turn, you now just carry it and say it's Club 58 or Acts of Mercy. That's not merciful. Amen. You know, if you have to dry clean it, wash it clean. Let's look at Psalms 41 from 1 to 3 as an encouragement about blessing the less privileged. Psalms 41, this is one of the scriptures we inspire ourselves with when it comes to blessing the less privileged. It says, blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Now, it's a privilege for us to help the poor, but one of the results is rescue from trouble. And I agree, because somebody is troubled. I bless that person. I rescue the person from trouble. Of course, I harvest it also, because what you sow is what you reap. And that's why I think through scriptures. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. It's my prayer that whatever trouble ravages the land, you and I will be completely delivered from it this year. in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, verse 2 says, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he will be blessed on the earth. Of course, we are blessed on the earth. And you will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sickbed. So if you look at the New Testament dimension, you hear things like, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive from the Lord. Now when we have Feed the Widow, we notice that when people are leaving the campus, they're always smiling. Many of them carry the things and be dancing. You might be giving food stuff, but you're also investing in somebody's joy. Do you know that? And that joy affects the person's health. Oh, yes. That joy affects. If somebody is sorrowful and sorrowful and sorrowful, it damages their health. So I understand when scripture says it will strengthen you too. When you are sick, you are strengthened on your sick bed, and then you are restored from sickness into health. If you look at that verse in the New International Version, it says you will be restored back to health. You will be restored back to health. You will be restored back to health. So we are doing this with a purpose. First, as a privilege to honor those who are in need and be a blessing to them, because we are blessed to be a blessing. And then we're also receiving whatever God has proclaimed will happen to those who does that. Look at verse 3 in NIV. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. I encountered Psalms 41 when I was in Obafemi, Awolowo University, as a student. And it became part of what we do in our fellowship. And when church started in Lagos, it became part of what we do, blessing the less privileged. And we always proclaim that people in our ministry don't get sick and die. No, even if they get sick, they are restored back. And I believe we have great testimonies along those lines. Now, the revelation has evolved from Psalms 41 to Isaiah 58, 6 to 12. And then if you look at Proverbs 28, verse 8, it says, he that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he will gather it for him that will pity the poor. Can we have Proverbs 28, verse 8? Whoever increases wealth by taking interest or profit from the poor amasses it for another who will be kind to the poor. So if we are kind to the poor, God will create a direct debit, a transfer mystery from those who took it from them. Can we have this in any other version? Proverbs 28, verse 8. Very powerful. One will increase. And we know that there are a lot of extortions in Nigeria, in Africa. He who by charging excessive interest and who by unjust efforts to get gain increases his material what? Possession. Gathers it for him to what? To spend. Who is kind and generous to the poor. We call it supernatural wealth transfer. So you want to be that person that God will transfer it to, because you want to use it to help those they took it from. It's a simple equation. It is for them, the widows, the orphans, those in need. They stole it through embezzlement, through cheatings. But you now decide, I want to help these widows. I want to help these orphans. God knows, okay, their money, who took it? This politician, this bank director, or this whatever. Okay, so God now takes it from them and does what? Gives it to you so you can give it to them. But as he's giving it to you, some change will fall into your hand. That's what happens, because water can't pass through a pipe without the pipe being wet. That's what God taught me. So, and it's in levels. He will sow sparingly shall reap sparingly. So the amount he will yank from them, a lot has to do with the amount you are ready to do for them. So if you are thinking of giving somebody one derica of rice, you can imagine what God will have to take from them to give. He can't give you 10 billion for that one. But if you are ready to build old people's homes as a ministry in every state, then God will move multi-billions into that ministry. You get the mystery? That's how it works. That's how it works. That's why nations that help the poor, they always have ideas that produces money. They have their welfare system is so solid. You realize that God gives them ideas and they're very prosperous. And nations that oppress the poor, they are very, very poor. Like some countries that we don't want to mention their names. Glory to God. Come and say, I'm a blessing. Say louder, I am a blessing. I think I've talked enough, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Let me just show us one slide from our habits. We'll continue, of course, next time. Habits. Can we go to the habit on persistence? If you can quickly run through that particular slide. I just speak. I think we're already full, but let's just add ice cream or dessert to it. One of the habits you want to develop is persistence. When it comes to our work with God, it requires a process. When you are in a church service, there's what they call environmental anointing. You feel, in fact, you almost think the breakthrough will happen by Sunday evening. Sometimes, by Tuesday, last Tuesday, because there is this faith, and then you come on Tuesday, nothing, for the whole month, nothing happens. And many people begin to drop the ball. You need to have the habit of staying on it. If God has said it, it's going to happen. You are persistent. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Don't faint. Don't faint. No, don't faint. Stay on what God has said. Be joyful through it. Don't be impatient and spoil everything. Oh, I gave expansion seed. This is the end of March. I've not even seen any. In fact, I didn't even expand. It looks like the business is even shrinking. And they begin to make some negative statements. I don't know what is happening. I don't think I did it well. Maybe they even lied to me. And then you scatter. You uproot a seed that's germinating inside the soil that you cannot see the seed germinating. Does not mean it's not germinating. You need persistence. You need patience. You need to stay on it. Oh, we are of them that stay on it till the fullness. Till the fullness. If you go to Genesis 26, if you can flip to Genesis 26, verse 17. Genesis 26, verse 17. We saw that Isaac had the habit of persistence. Something wasn't working. He didn't give up. He pushed and pushed until he found a place of fruitfulness. Glory to God. Genesis 26, 17. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. Verse 18. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. Those wells belong to his heritage. Okay? For the Philistines, the enemies, had stopped them after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Verse 19. Also, Isaac's servant dug in the valley, and found a well of running water there. When you're on this space, you feel it has happened. Expansion. Thank you, Lord. And then guess what happened next? Verse 20. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Issac, because they quarreled with him. Don't stay in strife. See what he did next. 21. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna. Verse 22. And he moved from there. And what? Dog. It looks like the third time, right? That's persistence. It's like he's so sure that there's fruitfulness in this land for me. There's expansion for me. So I won't allow your quarrel or your fight stop me. I'm going to keep at it. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall expand in the land." So it looks like before the room is made, there will be need for some persistence. That'll be your habit. Don't give up easily. At the sight of any challenge, don't give up easily. They said no to you. Even in evangelism, I mean, I was talking to one man yesterday. I said, "Can you come to our church on Sunday?" He said, he's a Muslim, that they also preach to them on Sunday, I said, oh, glory to God. I just left him. You know, you move on. You know how to handle rejection with dignity and with joy. Don't say because somebody said no, that's the end of my relationship life. A lady will say, say no to you. I don't want you. I don't want to marry you. It doesn't mean you're not a great man. You move on. You prayerfully, you find another person that will say yes. For some of you here, maybe it's even the third one that will say yes. So the earlier you start the journey, the better. We can take some equation from scripture. Maybe it's the third one. So if you have done one, try the second one on time. In case that one says no, you can do the third one. But you'll find your own room in Jesus' name. Are you blessed this morning? Please put your hands together for Jesus. I want you to stand up. Okay, you've been sitting for a while. Let's rise up on our feet and pray a bit. And I got to leave this place for the next. Yeah, let's just, can we thank God for the month of March and then commit that 3 months of radical praise into the hands of God. Thank him for the month of March. Let's give him glory for the month of March. We are grateful, Lord, for all that you have done. These first 3 months already, January, February, March, a quarter is like rolling off. Thank you for these 3 months. We praise you. We praise you. We honor you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as a church, can we please, in agreement, commit that 3 months into the hands of God of radical praise and increase, starting from Easter Sunday to the last Sunday, as it were, of June. Like I say, Lord, we receive fresh garment of praise. Father, we are hearing about Obed-Edom. We want to experience Obed-Edom's kind of even much more, because we have a better covenant. Even as we praise you, we cast down every mourning, complaining spirit. We receive the garments of praise. We ask that your hand be with us during the 12 weeks of radical praise and increase. We sanctify those weeks. We sanctify those months from Easter Sunday, April, May, and June. We receive rich supply of the spirit of joy. Epatos takalatesa, strengthen us. And Lord, even as we have we release our faith for Isaiah 61 verse 7. That we will experience double blessings. Your church here will experience double growth in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything working out to the glory of your name. Your kingdom is expanding here. These 3 months, we will experience the kind of kingdom expansion that we've never experienced before, because your hand with us is with us. Your angels are with us. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Oh, lift your voice and give him thanks. Lift your voice and give him thanks. Sakora basata, mando soteka ladakotase, mangasa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Great grace upon your church, upon her members, upon families, upon households, upon individuals. Thank you, Lord, for fresh strength. Thank you, Lord, for fresh motivation. Thank you, Lord, for fresh revival. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A man is not old until he stops learning. When you stop learning, you start dying. Learning is the key to greatness. Join us every Sunday at Global Impact Church at The Goodland, Ifako Bus Stop, Oworonsoki, Ogbudu Expressway, Lagos, Nigeria. Host, Yemi and Bimbo Davids. For inquiries, visit www.globalimpactng.org. Global Impact Church. Think greatness. Achieve greatness.